have those emotions at any given moment.
So the password is porno. Or any derivative, so porn, pornographic, pornography.
What if you say an adult movie?
I'm going to count how many times we say
But I'm saying like,
the show hasn't started.
Has it?
No. Well, I've been recording. But what I'm saying is that...
good. I don't even have my headphones anybody on can, and you're recording. I hate you, Richard.
Anybody can have different...
When did you start?
There's this lady over in California who's selling positive pregnancy tests.
I gotta get one of those for my wife.
So she can get Christmas presents. And
that
she's
is
like,
so fucked up.
For sale, positive pregnancy test.
I
want to
$50
to
you.
Make the man yours forever.
But it's pregnancy.
Make the
piss.
Man yours forever. I like the slogan.
need money for Christmas.
Hey guys, this is Sean from Phoenix Ash, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
We danced across the sand like children, never even walked until then. In silent voices, someone sang of all the truth that youth once sprang. Of all the truth that youth once sprang. There's only one moment in that chase now. It's all in between us is somehow logic gets in the way when you think too much. We whispered in the mind of millions, never even talked until then. The words of truth evolved from slang.
Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard along with
April,
Lenny,
Jonathan,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Alpha Knot and his album, Meanwhile Back on Earth. This is brought to us by the Muse Box and Zoe Brown. So, Zoe, we appreciate you doing that for us again. And since April's here, we are going to let her take it away with, I don't know if it's a band or an individual. I think it's an individual.
I don't know. Yeah, it's the group / single artist. It's called Alpha Knot. And why I say this is... it's for sure, if it is a group, it's for sure led by Mark Allen, or he's the artist. And he was born and raised in Seattle and then moved to Los Angeles in his 20s. So he does kind of have a weird mix there of influences, I think. I don't know. I've never been to either. I just, word on the street says, yo.
Okay.
But he's been musical all his life. In high school, he was in different garage bands, you know, playing everywhere. And before this group, or whatever Alpha Knot is, he was actually in another one called November that he formed for a decade.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
hung in there, huh?
So, yeah, so he's been around the block countless times, you know. Write it down. Mark it.
One.
That's just a personal favorite of mine because I think it's funny how, like,
what?
Never mind. So, but, his music for Alpha Knot and everything.
Why are you staring at me?
Why I'm so confused on whether this is a group or not is because it specifically mentions.
Is anyone else hot? I'm getting really hot.
No.
Okay, now you're stripping and scaring me. I'm gonna scoot over this way.
Okay, so it mentions here strip.
Is there a strip?
Mark.
Two.
But I'll read this out. It says Alpha Knot was conceived as a musical collective with Alan coordinating the talents of a wide variety of musician friends and acquaintances. So I guess I don't know if they're.
But
like,
they only played one at a time, or.
I don't know. Is this like? Are they features? Are they permanent parts of the group?
Features, maybe.
Yeah, like is he just asking for help?
It did
like,
have very varying music.
So that's where I'm kind of.
Did he just say it had very varying music?
Very varying.
Very
very
varying.
It sounds like very very.
But he has.
Sounds
you
have like to a remember flavor the of breakfast cereal.
You have to remember the
or a porno. I got it.
Get it. Yeah. But he has had success. His music has been featured in films and TV series in U.S. and in Europe, over in Europe, which I can see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what TV series has his
well,
music?
Most prominently, the one that was mentioned was he had a song featured as during the end credits of the movie Stag Night.
Never seen it.
Well, I've never seen it, but I know what it is. Huh. I know.
I'm going to pretend I've.
That one I did on purpose.
That one was on purpose.
But yeah, so going into the actual music after that, I don't know. It's described, they're kind of describing it as like artsy pop music.
Artsy pop. There's something like, that isn't never going to exist.
And they describe him as using microbeats, live drums, not
electronic.
Live drums specifically. It said that.
There was a drum?
Electric guitars and keyboards. Guitars. I said keyboards. Guitars. Oh my gosh.
They're the inbred cousin of the guitar. It was actually a guitar screwing a ukulele.
Oh my God.
It's a guitar porno.
Electric guitars and keyboards. Woo! Okay, but.
Leave us alone,
yeah,
we can do what we want.
So going into it, oh man, I got the strongest 70s vibe from this music.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and it did say 80s, and 80s was in there too.
I just wanted to light up one of those blunts or something. It felt like that.
The very first song.
I just wanted to smoke one of them reefers. I thought if I could trip some LS acid and trip one of them reefers, I would just have a blast
could
time.
You see him like getting pulled over while he's hotboxing with like
one of them joints. Yeah,
yeah, but he's listening to the music, so like cop pulls him over. He's like, I thought it was all right.
He needed some of that. He needed some of the acid you were doing last episode,
well,
April.
The Dr. Dre recommends it highly.
Anyways, but...
Well, to go back, the first song we came in on was Think Too Much, and that was the one where I got the 80s reference from the most with Duran Duran. So that's where the 80s come in. Most of the other
Duran was a band.
Kind of a 70s feels, but also got a Frankie Goes to Hollywood feel.
Yeah.
The way his voice was, because... So that's where I got it from, and that's...
And I did. I really did like that first song. And I think we discovered it actually going back and listening to this song a second time.
A second time?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was all about.
Neither do I.
Anyways, so going back and listening to a second time after going through the whole album...
What?
If Logan can do it, I can do the exact opposite.
What?
So, anyway, so going through the album and then going back up to the top, I noticed where I was getting this weird vibe from was because in almost all
I'll tell
these,
you where I was getting the weird vibes
and,
from.
Oh, yeah,
the music.
There's a couple spots, but they're specifically on the musical side, not lyrical or his voice, instrumental wise. There's a lack of bass.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, I thought the voice was on topic, but it was just the music that was
kind of...
Did they really say artsy pop?
Well, at least it wasn't artsy fartsy.
I'm sorry. It says art pop with a kick.
I'm going to go back to what we were saying on that other podcast about using punk and pop together. It doesn't really work, does it?
No, not really.
No.
Sorry, not art pop. No. Art, yes. Pop, maybe if you're lucky, but not at the same time.
I still feel
which
like it was
a bad
kind of,
thing.
I still felt like some of these songs
thing,
were kind of an elevator.
This is definitely music. Oh my God.
No!
That is not a compliment, just so you know.
I know.
This was definitely very artistic music, and I did enjoy the lyrics. Especially the song you said, not really listen to these lyrics. I didn't, I tried to, and I need to listen to it.
And to me, like on his voice specifically, like I can tell like, he's got a good voice. You know?
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
But
I'm not
to me,
lie.
He's using for me my taste. It's too much reverb. You know,
I like reverb better. Can we call it reverb?
Yeah,
even if that's wrong.
We can do reverb
from now on. It's reverb.
Reverb. But, and to me, like, there were points where he was, like, forcing it to be lower than what it should have been. And that's, like, a lot of his lyrics I like the lyrics, you know. I don't mind the instrumentals underneath it. I wish there was more bass, but I don't mind it. But with forcing the lowness, you turn the message. Like, if it's a message about love, you turn it almost to the negative, like... creepy.
What's the matter? You don't want to love me?
I know. See? Like,
come on, baby.
But you
didn't sound that deep to me.
But not the
alone. I'm starving.
Not the philosophical sense, but
it was pretty damn low. Let me say, in the philosophical sense.
No, I'm talking about.
I love philosophical sense. I mean, philosophical senses.
That type of deep.
But yeah, and
it didn't seem that deep.
That type of his tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah, so, but yeah, so to me, it was just that so those little things.
So I'm going
to
make fun of you.
Well, this is.
Richard, you were saying something?
This is one where I think it's one of those where if you're not from the 70s and 80s decades, it's going to be a little bit harder to get into.
Yeah.
Because. It's starting to come back a little bit in the music, but still not in the mainstream.
He's amazing.
Music.
He's like 30 years behind his time.
Well, it's the synth in it. There's a lot of synth. That was what the 80s was about. Duran Duran, the Frankie Goes Hollywood. Yeah. I already commented about that. And Flock of Seagulls, Lenny mentioned that while we were listening to the music. So, you know, a lot of that was synth music. If you have the first song, Think Too Much Yet, has that strong bass beat.
Mm.
They kind of drop
which definitely
that.
Helps
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And that's where I felt the strongest. The rest of it, that's when it kind of felt like it's going back to the 70s where it was one where you just kind
of
you just kind of sit back and mellow out. Is what they would say in the 70s. You mellow out.
Yeah, I know what they were mellowing out doing. They were tripping that LSD.
So was Jonathan.
And they were smoking them reefer blunts. Hey,
I'm not doing the acid, April. That's you.
It was X. No.
Okay.
But no. But and that's probably another reason why I didn't really groove well with this and didn't connect well with this, because I'm not a big fan of 80s, 70s music in the first place. It's very specific. In that era that I
like. I would
like
to say
it.
That I think on the right drugs, this could be the best music ever.
Right. Probably. I mean, what if that... Oh, my God.
The problem is I'm sober, and that's where it's killing me.
That should be a genre.
Drug music. It is. It really is a genre. They just don't classify it that way.
No.
Rude.
They should.
But, yeah.
Because the people on the drugs won't care.
No, they won't.
Or really know what's going on ever.
That's right.
Well, we kind of mentioned the lyrics, you know, like the lyrics, and there's two songs in specific, the third or fourth one, This Is My Country, and...
I really like that one.
Is This
My
Country, and Unnecessary Soldier, where it has a lot... This Is My Country.
Yeah. Is This My Country?
Is This My Country?
This Is My Country.
Oh. He's answering you.
Well, who's on first? What's on second?
I love that.
God.
Keep going, Dad.
Yes. And then Unnecessary Soldier, they were the ones that had the political lyrics to them of
I
how
love
the song.
Political
so
lyrics.
There's
I
a
love.
Little bit of that. And I liked the Is This My Country better than the Unnecessary Soldier. The Soldier one was a little bit slower, where the Country one was a little bit more, not quite upbeat, but it was more upbeat than the other one. So that's the one. And then on Electricity, it felt like they brought in, that one really definitely hit the 70s vibe.
Yeah.
And it's the singer in it, they brought in a female singer that
sounded like strapping on roller skates and getting underneath some flashing lights and a disco ball and dancing.
It's two, I think.
Sorry, lady.
No, I just said, I agree with you. I felt like getting on some roller skates.
Can't roller skate
underneath
in a
some. Underneath some disco ball action and going and just dancing.
That's where I
roller rink time.
And that's the one.
Of those
yeah,
in the past.
That's the one where I put where it was. It's not. I don't know.
Wasn't bidip, bidip, bidip. That's all, folks. Thank you.
Wasn't it the one that Jonathan commented was kind of like it would be in the back room of the?
No, that was April.
I thought that was you.
Who no, said porno?
Star Wars Cantina.
I said porno.
I said porno. We both said alien porno.
Just say it again. April said
no.
April said it was like the one in the cantina, like the alien.
I
cantina.
Said that.
He
you
said
fool.
That. Oh, you said it. I said alien porn music with my headphones on, so we weren't acknowledging each other at the time. Let's get this straight. I said porn at this time, not at this time.
Okay.
Can you read back the minutes? And then he said porn. And then he said porn. And then she said, I said porn at this time, not at this time.
And then you said all those again.
But see, it was right there when you could definitely hear the music change. Like you're like think of it like this, like you're on like this nice car ride, or just a car ride in general, and all of a sudden it turns onto a different road that you don't know where it's going, but you know it's not where it was supposed to go, and it's not the original destination, and you're just like, this is all a big old
journey through
life.
It's like if you got in the back of that one guy's car, that Charlie Minx.
And this is one where I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah. It is.
For
it
me,
is.
It's just disco. But a lot of, you know, in the 70s, 80s, it was free love and sex. You know, all right. So it was a little bit free will, and that's the type of music there was. And
they used it a lot in the pornos.
The porno industry was starting out, and, you know, it kind of had that kind of a vibe to it, too. So
boom,
I can see where you're getting it, but for people of my generation,
it's normal. All we really
it's
know.
Just,
all we know is Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
And I got this weird, like, Atari Tron on acid sound to it as well.
And again, I'd like to know, how like much acid have you actually done?
But you get the point. I'll say again. But yeah, and then, I don't know, like, he used a lot of synth, a lot of, you know, like, 70s, 80s right. classic stuff to use, and then he put...
Oh, sorry, Logan.
He put modern tweaks on top of it with the electric guitar in there.
Now we're tweaking?
Or twerking. Comic I don't
Pop
know anymore.
Comic Pop
I'd rather
does
be...
not condone the use of drugs or pornography.
But I just, for me, it's like... Most of the time, I really did like that combination.
Yeah.
But there was some...
You liked it?
Did you like it, or did you like it? Fourth grade?
I like. Check yes or no.
Oh. Anyways, but like there were at times where the electric guitar almost sounded like it was... You know when it's unplugged, it's not even on, and you just pick at it, and it sounds really... strange and weird. That's that. At times it sounded like that. So if that, you know. But the rest of the time, I did like the combination of it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, this is one where you're. It's not dancing music. It's nothing else. It's purely mellowing out,
chilling,
grooving a little bit. And
I can think of what I could do with this music.
Mood music. It's mood music.
So yeah,
that's what it's
and
about. Mood
the,
music
what
or
I,
mute. Either way, mute mood.
What I compared it to, if any of you have watched this YouTube video, there's this chain of it's called Let's Get Creative. And there's the first one. There's multiple videos of it, but
as they're
it's kind of like, you know, a Sesame Street vibe. You know, it starts out with like. It's very no. I'm actually talking about the music.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the Let's Get Creative video.
Okay.
It starts out very nice and friendly, and then it slowly gets derailed and like, whoa, trippy stuff. But wait, to some people this is really good, and because Let's Get Creative is one of my favorite videos out there. You know, okay. So to me, like you said, this is about generations' taste, you know, what you used to growing up, but also just personal taste in general, because I know one friend in specific that I know that liked this music a lot.
I had one friend that liked Crystal Pepsi, too, but...
Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, it was really gross.
That's a callback.
I know there was Pepsi Zero, Pepsi Max, Diet
Pepsi. No, this is like
this
ancient.
Was...
You were a toddler.
Yeah, you want to know about it.
Crystal Pepsi. That just...
Instead of putting cocaine into the
I know,
crystal meth.
I was like...
Okay. It worked out
That's
great.
What it sounded like.
They sold so much.
That's what it sounded like.
Until but... Walter White died, yeah. And then it went downhill from there.
So for this, I feel like... Okay.
They say it's back.
What is crystal meth?
Crystal Pepsi. Oh, Return just some time.
No way.
Oh, God.
There's no fucking way. That's not true.
That's what it says.
That's like from 19.
That's what it says.
Would you say, who's this for? Would you say this is for a library collection or personal collection?
Personal collection. But if you want to put it in a library, bigger libraries all the way.
I got it. I know who this is for. Like, anybody that has a really, really big house that you kind of want people to be creeped out when they go through it, just got to have this playing and in different...
fairly certain they're somewhat exaggerating.
Logan, that's because you own that house.
You think I own a house?
Stop being so literal.
I know, God, he's killing me.
But...
no, not literally killing me.
I know, and I'm not God either. What? I'm not God either. Okay.
So he says. You know, anyone that says they're God.
Anyways, but yeah, so I would, to me, this is definitely more of a personal collection item than a library's.
If you go to their website, which is, excuse me, if you go to their website, which is planetalphanaut.com.
Of course it is.
you can actually get physical CDs of this, so that's kind of surprising. It's usually downloadables. Wow. I'm sure you can get downloadables too, but if you did want to pick up a physical copy, you could. If a library wanted to, they could. But
physical copies are hot.
I just, you know, that's one
especially
of those.
Especially when you play them a lot.
It's one of those that I think your personal collections would be great. A larger library, I'd maybe pick it up, but after that, just kind of listen to it, see if there's your community enjoys that type of music.
I think it's the best music. What I like to do is read my astrology book while I listen to this. It's awesome. And it's really laid back and artsy popsy, and I just love it.
Artsy popsy.
Yeah.
I made that.
You made that.
Have
I think
you seen that?
Astrology is probably the most accurate
there's
science
this...
on earth.
Never mind.
I think that'll probably about pretty much do that for us this time around. We're pretty much baked. So we probably need to sign off.
We are not actually doing drugs.
Comic Pop Library does not endorse the use of drugs.
No, we do not.
Or pornography.
Comic Pop, light them up. Jesus.
I had to say it fast because last time you cut me off.
We do not endorse these actions.
No, never.
We're having fun. And this is one where I enjoyed a little bit more because it was within my time frame back in the 70s. This will be personal taste.
Way back.
This will be personal taste. So if you enjoy that type of music, the 70s, 80s, you'll probably enjoy this as well. I want to thank Zoe Brown of the Muse Box for sending us Alphanaut's album, Meanwhile Back on Earth, for review. We appreciate her doing that and her continued support for Comic Pop Library. We are going to be leaving out with Father's Day from that album. We've been having fun. I hope you guys have been having fun listening to us. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
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 See ya.
Bye. Just bye. Backed up my car when I was 21. Treated on my floor, place in the sun. Had my sights up on the haze of an day. We said goodbye, it was Father's Day. The city nights had me high on the street. Angry decade knocked me off of my feet. All ambition had me out on the run. For my dreams waiting out in the sun. I know it's been such a long time. Mountains and peaks left unclimbed. If I could only just control the seas, I'd change the course of history.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.